Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online, the ministry that's put in position by the Lord to train and equip the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. Today's subject again, we're doing through faith and patience, we inherit God's promises. And the title today of part two is Develop Faith Before the Trials and Tribulations Come. In this part of teaching today, we go to Luke chapter 6, verses 47 to 49. That's Luke chapter 6. Verses 47 to 49. Reading from 47. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digs deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the flood came or arose and was very hard and beat vehemently against the house or hard against the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 49. But he that hears and does not, he is like a man that is built a foundation of a house upon the earth, against which the stream beat the same vehemently hard, and eventually it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. The man that hears the word and acts upon it is likened to a man that builds his house upon the rock. When the storms come, his house will stand and not fall. Or when a man hears the word of God and acts upon it in faith, his faith will be developed before the problem of life comes. Developing patience in trials and tribulations and tests keeps the doorway open for our faith to overcome that which has been put before us. The definition of patience means being consistent or being the same way at all times. I must also say here, during the scripture, this scripture is talking about two men that have built houses, and the flood that came in life hit both houses. One house was able to stand because it was built upon the rock, or it was built upon faith in God's word, and the other man's house fell because it was not built on faith and God's word. They both heard the word, but one acted upon the word and one did not act upon the word. Let us now go to James chapter 1 verses 6 to 8. Reading from verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering or doubting. For he that wavers or doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. In this scripture, the book of James tells us to act or to be the same way every time. For doubting, a man receives nothing. We are to act the same way every time on what the word says and not what our sense of knowledge says. What our senses say that means. I would encourage every born-again believer to develop their faith before the trial comes. Normally, it starts off in little things. God expects us in the little things to overcome them, and as we develop our faith and patience and become spiritually mature, bigger things will come our way for sure. But God is saying, prepare yourself now, develop your faith, develop your patience before the problems come. And when the problems do come from life, not from God, but from Satan, when they do come into your life, you have the ability that you've been walking in faith and walking in patience for some time. You've been practicing it and you've had victories. Now it's time for the big ones. I hope you've enjoyed the subject today. Develop faith before the trial comes is very important. Thank you for being with me today with this subject. The next subject or part subject coming up is number 3. Temptations, tests and trials and testings. Thank you and God bless.